You know, we talk about people every once in a while, somebody's half-baked, or you pull cookies out of the oven before they're done, and sometimes they're better that way. They're softer and chewier. And then sometimes they're just a gooey mess. So this morning's message is going to be about half-baked. And we'll decide whether it was better this way or better the other way, and we'll never know, but here it is. I got an opportunity this year to intersperse some messages between Barry's between his sermon series. And the advantage to that is when you come up to a day like today, there's something at least in that's there that we can come up with and say, hey, it's sermon time, so let's, what are we going to do for the message? Okay, we'll do something. So I've got this thing. The theme for my little sermon series is Am I My Brother's Keeper? And pretty much the obvious answer is yes, to answer Cain's question. And God never really comes out and answers that one specifically. But to look at this passage in Genesis chapter 4, this Cain and Abel passage, which is mostly about Cain. Abel was there, and he did his thing. And the last message we talked about, their offerings. Both of them brought offerings to God. And one of them was more acceptable than the other, and we're never really told the difference, except that when Abel brought his offering, he brought the best that he had to give. The firstlings of the flock, the fat ones of the flock, these were the best. And Cain said, what was said about Cain's offering, he also brought an offering of, he was the tiller of the soil and brought what he brought from the ground. What happened here? Well, let's just read this passage of Scripture from Genesis 4, beginning about the middle of verse 4 and down through verse 7. And the Lord had regard for Abel and his offering, but for Cain and his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Cain told Abel, his brother, and it came about when they were in the field that Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. These two fellows brought an offering to God, and Abel, I don't know, how did God show his approval for Abel's offering? A nod, a wink, pat on the back, like, good job, appreciate what you did there. That's the way to go. And Cain he did his thing and just, like it was his job, and go by. Have you ever been in a situation where you're either at work or in a family situation, a social situation, and somebody gets an acknowledgement of appreciation? It's like, good job. And you're sitting there thinking, well, what about me? Did I not do a good job? What was so much better about him? Why did he get the raise? Why did he get the promotion? What about me? I do a good job. I come in here and bust my can every day, and I'm trying to do, and it's not good enough. How does it make you feel when you're in that situation? Well, if you have the attitude that I expressed in my tone here, the attitude or the emotion that's expressed is kind of, it's an emotion of anger. What do you do with that anger? Is it right? Is it wrong? I want to tell you, to begin with, this concept of anger, and a lot of times we tell you that anger is a wrong thing. Anger is an emotion. Your emotions are what they are. Sometimes we're angry. Sometimes we're overflowing with joy. Sometimes we have a whole gamut of emotions. God gave us, he made us emotional beings. It's part of who we are. And our emotions are what they are. And to deny them pretty much causes us as many issues as just saying, well, I don't really, anger is wrong, so I'm not wrong, so I can't be angry. Look through the Old Testament and realize how many times God is angry with people. We're not going to go there, but it just, why does God get angry? Sin makes God angry. That's a righteous anger. It's a cause and effect. We sin, God becomes angry. Why? Well, why do you get angry? You ever get angry at somebody's stupidity? You ever get angry at your own stupidity? There's more than enough stupid to go around in this world. And you can look out, you can turn on your television, you can look out in the public, you can look around the church once in a while, and you can identify stupid. God identifies stupid. He doesn't actually call it stupid, but there's a proverb that where God talks about, you're just not going to get away from it. People are going to do stupid things. There are stupid people. And it's just that way. But doesn't it make you angry? When I do something stupid, it makes me angry at myself. Why did I do that? I knew better than to do that. Should have waited, should have done it sooner, shouldn't have procrastinated. Lots of whys and wherefores to identify the problem. But I did the stupid thing. Now what? I have to live with it. It's a lot easier, though, sometimes to look at somebody else's stupidity and become angry at them. Maybe it doesn't impact us, or maybe it impacts us directly. Something that they did that makes me angry. Well, the issue, okay, these guys, these two boys brought this offering to God, and maybe they weren't boys. They may have been as much as 100 years old at this point in time. They may have had their families well established. They may have had wives and children. We know Cain went on to have wives and children. Nothing is ever said about Abel and his family. We're not told. We're only given the bare bones of what happened here. Lots of things that we could add in as conjecture. And it might be nice to fill in the blanks of the story. But this is the story, this is the account that we have in Genesis. That's what we're going to deal with. Abel got the nod of approval from God. Cain didn't. And so Cain got angry. It was more literal translation would say it burned him sore. Anger is a burning thing. Johnny Cash song says love is a burning thing, but anger can be a burning thing as well. And it burned him, And we talk about being sore over an issue. It just really makes me sore that he did that or said that. It sounds almost kind of a mellowed out version of anger. It's like, I'm really not angry, I'm just sore. Well, what's the difference? There's the emotion. Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell. A literal translation here again is, his face fell. Where did it fall to? You can look at somebody a lot of times and tell if they're angry. You look at them and their face just isn't what it normally is. There's no smile. I go through life and I try not to smile. I try not to frown. I just keep that same sullen look on my face so that you don't know. I don't know if it works or not. Probably better if I'd smile once in a while or more often, but anyways. When I'm angry, I have no doubt that it shows. And people that you're close to, you can identify. It can be identified if Diane is upset about something. I can look at her face and sometimes no. Sometimes not. You know, are you mad at me? No. Well, sometimes I'll take that at face value, and sometimes it's like, well, I screwed up somewhere along the way. Maybe I can fix it, and I'll try and figure this out. Or maybe it's something else. But his countenance fell, and it was obvious that he just was unhappy about this whole situation. So he directed his anger towards his brother. Each of us is going to deal with anger somewhere along the way in this life. If you haven't dealt with it here recently, be prepared, because it'll sneak up on you. Maybe you have an anger issue and you kind of blow up easily. It's not the big things in life that anger me. Because I realize, you know, some of these things I just don't have any control over at all. It's the little things. It's the little stupid things. Stupid things that people do or say, or things that I do or say, or situations. Maybe it's a situation that I wake up this morning and it's cold and windy, and I wanted it to be sunny and warm. And so just angry about the way that turned out. The emotion of anger with Cain, and frequently with us, causes the physical alteration of appearance. If you're not careful, that anger can cause a lot of physical damage. We see what kind of physical damage it caused with Cain and Abel. Cain rose up and killed his brother. But what can it do with us? One of the things that we need to illustrate this idea of anger, have you ever watched a pressure cooker? I mean, I don't think people use pressure cookers as much anymore. There's different methods of cooking. When I was little, my mommy used a pressure cooker a lot. We had when it came canning season, there was a pressure canner. That was a tool. It was a big thing. It sat on the stove and the fire under it. And I remember being in the house and you hear the steam coming out of the pressure cooker. You have the pot and the lid gets bolted on there. You bolt the lid on and it's got a little steam hole coming up through it. And then you put this little weight thing on there to control the amount of pressure that builds up in this pot. And if you hold down on that thing, you can hold down on that thing for for a little bit and then let it go, and the little weight thing will pop off. It'll go up to the ceiling sometimes. I know this because I did that. And my mama didn't get too happy about it. You take that little weight thing off, and that steam comes out, and it doesn't build up the pressure that is needed to cook and to do whatever it is supposed to be done in that pot. It's an uncontrolled situation. But if you didn't have that steam release, the pressure would build up in that thing, and it would explode. I never experienced the pressure cooker exploding, but I know that it has with people. You've got the pot, you've got the lid, you've got there's a gasket that goes in there, and then you've got the little weight thing on there. Everything is designed to cook things in this pot. Well, our pot's not designed for things to cook in very well. When we get angry, sometimes we need to blow off a little steam, and we take this anger and we bring it inside and we put a lid on it. We want to control it a little bit so it doesn't get away from us. We don't want to go so far as Cain went. We realize that was he went too far. But there's a part of us that likes being angry. You did this, and I'm angry, and I'm justified in my anger. Okay, most of the time, though, we're not justified in our anger. And even if we are, we need to be controlled in how we approach in our response. Jesus was angry a couple of times. He was angry at the Pharisees, and he addressed that issue. He went to the temple, and he was angry at the money changers and the fact that there was so much noise that he came to a house of prayer and couldn't even concentrate on praying. So he made a little cord, and he decided, we're going to get rid of these animals that are making all this noise and this mess. We're going to overthrow the tables here, and then we'll come back in when it's quiet and we'll pray. Paul reminds us to be angry and sin not. When God saw what was happening here with Cain, and he came to him and said, Cain, you got a problem here. Why are you angry? Why'd your face fall off? That's not the happy face that you usually go around with. What's going on here? And God wasn't asking these questions of Cain because he needed to know. God knew. The issue was Cain didn't know. And so many times when we get angry, we don't know the whys. Why are we angry? What are we angry about? Who are we angry with? And most of the time, it's not about a person. There's a problem that needs to be addressed. Maybe there's something that, okay, I broke it, or it broke, and I'm angry that it's broken. So what do I do about my anger? Do I break something else? Have you ever seen people take their phone and they get angry with it and slam it down? Phone's broke. Now what? Or they take their fist and they hit a telephone pole or a post or something that's just not going to move. And the next thing you know, their hand is broke. So their response to the anger was not helpful. Most of the time, our response to anger is not helpful. We blow up, we yell or scream, we throw things. I don't throw things when I get angry. I might hit something that's not, I have hit things that don't move and didn't accomplish anything, but didn't hurt anybody else, just me. need to identify what the problem is. If it's a relationship issue, I need to address that relationship. In Cain's situation, it was a relationship issue, but he focused on the wrong person. He focused on his brother who got the praise instead of focusing on himself who needed the improvement. And his relationship between himself and God was what was at issue. Abel was doing fine. Leave him alone. Maybe follow his example. What did you do that got God's approval? Maybe I can do that next time. Or maybe look at myself. Did I do something wrong here? Back to the pressure cooker thing. The steam needs to vent. Holding it in is just going to make things explode. So we need to identify what the problem is. If the problem is we're building up too much steam, we need to let the steam out. What we need to do is take the pot off the fire, open the pot up, clean it out, clean the pot up, put the pot away, and then, but maybe we got something that needed to cook in there. That's a different thing. My mama did a lot of cooking in her little pressure cooker, and we ate a lot of food that was better because it was pressure cooked. And maybe it would have been better if she had cooked it some other way. I don't know. But you take it off the heat, you take the lid off, you empty and you clean the pot and you put it away. And realize that you have to deal with the anger in a productive and positive way. Maybe there's a relationship issue that needs some healing. Maybe what happened with my wonderment has always kind of been, Abel didn't do anything to Cain for Cain to be upset with Abel about. Was Cain upset with God? Oh, we can't be upset with God. Well, do you think God doesn't have broad enough shoulders to accept a little bit of anger from you? Sometimes you go to God and you say, Why did you bring me? Did you bring me out here to die? Did you put me here to put me on, you know, to try my patience, to make something happen in my life that I'm just not ready for? I've prayed for patience. Why do I have all these trials that try my patience? Well, if you've prayed for patience, just accept the fact that you're going to have some trials. You want God to help you be more patient? Accept issues to come up that are going to make you more patient. Or identify the fact that you're not as patient as you thought you were. Several things in the New Testament that we need to focus on just a little bit. In Romans 12, verse 20, Paul tells us that if your enemy's hungry, feed him. Okay, who's your enemy? Well, if you have an enemy, how do you want to deal with him? If you make him your friend, then he won't be your enemy. If he's hungry, feed him. Maybe he's your enemy because he's hungry. So feed him. Kill him with kindness, as it were. In Matthew, in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus talks about several issues that are anger issues, or potentially anger issues. Talks about this idea. You've heard it said that thou shalt not murder. But, and then he gives us a list of things. If you do these little things, if you hate your brother, if you say something to him, you've already committed the murder in your heart. Just don't take it to that next step. Identify your issue. The concept of judging somebody else. If you've got a log in your eye and you want some, your brother's got a splinter. You have a log in your eye. Oh, let me take the splinter out of your eye. Take the log out first, then you can see. Our response, if you do well, won't your countenance be lifted up? Do the right thing. We don't have to go down, we don't have to act in an angry way to the issue. We don't have to do the wrong thing and say, well, he deserved it. You know, he made me mad, so I punched him in the face. Maybe that's what you want to do. Probably going to be the wrong thing, and you may end up with more problems. But decide on an appropriate course of action. The last thing we want to look at here is if you do well, if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. What else crouches? 1 Peter chapter 5, Peter tells us that there's this crouching lion, this roaring lion, seeking to devour you. And God tells Cain right here, this early, sin's desire is for you. It wants you. But the appropriate response, you must master it. You don't have to give in to the temptation. You don't have to give in to your anger and do the inappropriate thing. Sin wants you. What was Cain's response when God confronted him and said, and I guess in a sense put his arm around him and said, Cain, why are you angry here? Why are you so sad looking? You've done things that are not quite right here. You do the right thing, and your countenance will be lifted up. Have you ever noticed that? You do the right thing, and you feel better about it. You feel better about yourself. If you do the wrong thing, sin's waiting, and it wants you. Wants you to go down that wrong path. Cain ignored God's warning, went down that wrong path, and suffered for it. Okay, his brother suffered for it as well. And we'll deal with that in another time. But comes to anger, we want to think win-win situation. We want to reconcile ourselves to God. We want to reconcile ourselves to whoever that we're angry with, maybe. Maybe sometimes reconcile ourselves to God. This is about reconciliation. This whole book is about reconciliation. You go down the wrong path and you walk away from the person that you need to walk with. God has a plan. And God sees everything. He sees you for who you are. You can try to put on a face in the front. And you can say, oh, I'm not really angry. I'll never go down that wrong path. I'll never go too far with this. Sin's desire is for you. It wants you. Satan wants you. He wants you to be on his side. God provides a way around that. He provides Jesus. So that even if we've walked down that wrong path and we've been angry and we've expressed it in the wrong way, maybe a violent way or an offensive way, he's given us an opportunity to reconcile. We can be reconciled to God through Christ by turning our lives over to him.